Good evening, Ms. Colburn. My name is Xandra with the Fraud Department. How may I help you this evening?
I was just online to my bank and saw a charge for $59.95, which the other woman very kindly explained to me was a watch, except I never ordered a watch.
Okay. Let me pull up the account now. My computer is a little slow, so I'm trying to find that account. One more. I believe I have it now. Okay, here we go, Ms. Colburn. Yes, ma'am, I do see the Pure smartwatch on your account. So you did not place the order for this product?
Nope. I have never, ever, ever been the least bit interested in a smartwatch. It's way smarter than me, and I wouldn't want it.
Okay. Well, I do see, according to what we see here, the account has already been closed by the previous person you spoke with. They've canceled the account.
Right.
Uh-huh. Did she give you your cancellation number?
She did.
Okay, great. So, of course, we can have the local authorities look into who placed the order, what IP address or what device, like a computer or a phone, was used to place the order with your information. They certainly can narrow that down for us, and we can take care of that part of the investigation.
Okay.
Now, yes, ma'am. So moving forward, and you're certain no one else would have been authorized to use your account?
No, no one else has the authority to use my account.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and process the refunds on your account. Now, what is your email address? Because you will get an email confirming the refund.
GERICOL@comcast.net.
Okay. That is the email address that we have on file as well. But I'll go ahead
and process. This makes no sense.
Mm-hmm. I will go ahead and process the refund. I'll be right back with you, okay? Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
If I drank, I'd say maybe I was drunk and I ordered it. Except I gave up drinking 30 years ago.
I understand. Now, of course, the United States Postal Service, the product has been tracked to your address as well. It says it was delivered on May 10th. So I would assume you would have received, if you had received some odd product, you would have remembered that as well.
I'm in California.
Mm-hmm.
On vacation. That's New Hampshire.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
So my neighbor may have pulled something in. What I'm saying is I wasn't home to get a package.
I see.
But my neighbor. All right. Okay. All right. This is going to sound insane to you, okay?
Okay.
I'm going back home next week. I'm flying home on the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
I keep a list at home of everything that I order and why I ordered and for who I ordered and all that good jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look and see if a moment of insanity I actually did this.
Okay. Well, we're here 24/7, so you can certainly give us a call back next week when you return home.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'll just notate the account that you're going to give us a call back just as a courtesy and check your notes at home. I appreciate that, Ms. Colburn.
Okie dokie. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.